host has spent decades studying the Bible in the original languages. He holds degrees from the University of Wisconsin, Moody Bible Institute, Asbury Theological Seminary, and Bethel Theological Seminary. With the help of some of his friends, in 1994, Dr. Rako founded a national volunteer ministry to hunters. He is an author, dog trainer, and speaker. Tom served as a full-time pastor for 36 years. Now here is your host, Dr. Tom Rako.
Thanks for joining us here on the Rock Dove Publications Quill. During today's program, I'll be sharing a true fishing story that took place close to 60 years ago. I'll also be sharing from my book, Devotions for Hunters and Anglers. I hope that you enjoy today's program. 50 to 60 years ago, the trout fishing opener in hilly South Central Wisconsin used to inspire as much excitement as a community carnival or county fair. Trout streams in places with names like Bear Creek, Little Willow, and the Butternut Bridge always had their share of fishing visitors. On the Saturday opener in May, strings of cars would be parked at these places as anglers of all ages would revisit their favorite honey hole in hopes of hooking a nice German brown, rainbow, or even a Dolly Varden. I remember one trout opener in particular. My dad and older teenage brother had finished milking before daylight and had secretly planned on going fishing without me. Now, in hindsight, I can't really blame them too much for not wanting to take a clumsy 8 or 9 year old along. Nevertheless, I felt rejection, and my dad's obvious desire to go fishing without me did hurt my feelings. After they left, my mom said, "Well, if he won't take you fishing, I will." Now, my mom was not known for being a great angler. Furthermore, I'm sure that taking me trout fishing was not something she desired to do that day. However, later that morning, she and I headed for the trout stream. I'm now convinced that my mom's mission was not to merely catch a trout, but to wind up with more than my dad and brother. We probably caught no more than a couple. However, there is an old saying that states, "It's not what you know, but who you know." As Mom and I worked our way along the crooked trout stream, we ran into various neighbors. A few of these fishermen evidently felt sorry for us and offered to give us a trout or two. Being strong on desire to outdo my dad and brother, and short on fishing ability, my mom gladly accepted. Later in the day, when we eventually ran into our competitors, our stringer of shiny trout was considerably longer. Eventually, Mom let them in on our fishing secret, but not until she saw the envy in their eyes. Do you know that when it comes to the Christian life, it's not so much what we know that's important, but rather who we know? Now, don't get me wrong, I believe theological education is extremely important. Furthermore, we are living in a time when biblical illiteracy is rampant. Yet, we can know much about God and still not really know Him. For example, most of us know who the President of the United States is, but not many of us actually know Him. In the same way, we can know much about Christ, but not really know Him. The Apostle Paul was an extremely religious individual, Philippians 3:4-6. He was even schooled under a great teacher named Gamaliel, Acts 22:3. However, after his conversion on the Damascus Road, recorded in Acts 9, Paul's primary desire was to know Jesus Christ. He told the believers in Philippi, "I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord." Philippians 3:7b. Do you know Jesus Christ? If not, you can, and you need to know Him. And the fact is, today He's waiting to get to know you. When we come back, I'll be sharing an entry from my book, Devotions for Hunters and Anglers.
The Quilted Arrow, home of intelligent, stylish English pointers with bloodline streams from Hall of Fame champion Guard Rail. If you have a desire to one day own a classy American-bred English pointer, the Quilted Arrow periodically has puppies available. Contact the Quilted Arrow to find out more. Or perhaps you already have a young pointer that needs help in becoming all they were meant to be. With a little investment, you can become your hunting partner's favorite trainer. There is a limited opportunity for hands-on coaching, but no worries. You can also schedule some personal FaceTime coaching. Again, if you have a strong interest in one day owning an American-bred English pointer, or want to take the next step in helping your bird dog be all that they were created to be, visit the Rockdove Publications website at rockdove.com. Don't delay. Visit rockdove.com today.
This entry is found in Devotions for Hunters and Anglers. I wrote it quite a number of years ago. It's titled Persistence Pays Off, and the scripture reading is Luke 18, 1-8. Deer hunting is one area where the statement persistence pays off can really be put to the test. It takes persistence to continue to crawl out of bed each morning in order to stumble to your stand before daylight. It takes persistence to sit for hours, shivering for hours in the rain or snow without catching so much as even a glimpse of a deer. Even so, persistence in deer hunting is frequently found to pay off in the long run. Frequently, it is the final drive of the day or the last minute in the stand that ends up making the difference. The fact is, each year, some of the biggest bucks are harvested after many hunters have hung it up for the season. Unfortunately, many of us who are so persistent when it comes to deer hunting are easily persuaded to give it up in the spiritual realm. This is especially sad when we realize that although the odds are good that our persistence will pay off when it comes to deer hunting, there are still no guarantees. However, this is not the case in the spiritual realm. In the spiritual realm, the believer has been given promises to help make it easier to continue on. We have a book filled with guarantees for those who persevere. This book is called the Bible. When we come back, I'll be sharing some closing remarks.
Dr. Tom Rako has pulled together 60 hunting and angling devotionals. Every entry has a selected Bible passage to read and a story or personal experience tied into the scriptural point. Some of the titles for entries found in Devotions for Hunters and Anglers include Buck Fever, The Antlered Doe, Catfish Corner, Barnyard Buck, Rabbit Hunt Romance, The Prodigal Pooch, A Case of Pheasant Forensics, Once-in-a-Lifetime Moose Hunt, and Grin and Bear It. You don't have to hunt or fish to enjoy this book. It's a great read for anyone, young or old. To order your copy of Devotions for Hunters and Anglers by Dr. Tom Rako, go to the Rockdove Publications website, rockdove.com. Visit rockdove.com today.
You know, persistence is important in about every realm of life. You know, the salesperson needs to persist even after they've been turned down numerous times. The author who submits a manuscript to a publisher sometimes must persist for years. And when it comes to fishing, often it is that last cast or the last couple of casts that pay off. The same with hunting. The same in the spiritual realm. I think of how the Apostle Paul told the Galatians, he says in Galatians 6, 9 and 10, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." And then he goes on to say, "Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers." We are to persist. I think of how Paul told the Corinthians, "Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." In Luke 18, Jesus spoke a parable about a widow woman that was powerless, and she approached a judge who did not fear God, didn't care about people, but eventually her persistence made a difference, and Jesus wanted us to pray and not give up. So persistence is important, whether it's in whether we're hunting or fishing, whether we're in business, whether we're in the spiritual realm, serving the Lord, let's be faithful. Thanks so much for listening today to the Rock Dove Publications Quill. I hope that you'll join us again next time.
Been listening to the Rock Dove Publications podcast with your host, Dr. Tom Rako. This program has also been brought to you by The Quilted Arrow, home of intelligent, stylish, field-bred English pointers with bloodline streams from Hall of Fame champion Guardrail. Thank you so much for listening. Now this is Beth Rako inviting you to join us again next time on the Rock Dove Publications podcast.